I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was some brand new stuff from Assemblage 23 from their new single Let the Wind Erase Me. That was actually the album version of Let the Wind Erase Me. And that, of course, is going to be that's the single that leads up to the new album, which should be out, I believe, in about a month's time. And Tom was, of course, nice enough to send me along a copy of the disc. And so, of course, I was nice enough to play it. I haven't really had a chance to listen to it yet. I only just achieved it today, so I'm going to have to spend some more time listening to the different remixes and the other sort of B-side tracks to, you know, kind of figure out where to go from here. Before that, you heard an absolute classic. It was KMFDM with a track called Naive, and that was the Secret World mix. I can't remember where I got that mix off the top of my head. Something tells me that it's a Razor-made one, because it kind of, sounds like they took a razor to it and just sliced it up and did a sort of a wave editor remix. Because you can hear where it doesn't quite match 100%. And we started things off with some, probably one of the last, I don't know if I want to say good, bad, and different Funkervant tracks. That was a track with the name of Tragic Event. You might have noticed that last week I mentioned that Chris was going to be doing this week's show. And unfortunately, there was a bit of a problem. You see, we had to have an intervention. We're all very proud of Chris. He's finally been able to, you know, come to terms with his problem, and that is that he's a fat, smelly hippie who needs to have a shower and cut off the ding-dongs. But anyways, that's a lie, and he's probably going to kick my ass for saying that. But he was supposed to have the show done, but stuff came up. He wasn't able to get it done. And he'd like to apologize to each and every one of you because he wasn't able to poison your minds with the gayness that is Chris. And he said, I am going to pull out some stuff that would, I don't know, make people at discos kind of stop and say, man, that's a little too gay even for me. But maybe next week, you'll never know. Anyways, we're going to continue on with the CD that I got in the mail. I have no idea who these guys are, but they're from Germany, so they've got to be good, right? This is the Sepia with a track called Disto Sabe. Disto Sabe, yeah. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. We'll be right back. there from the brand new U-Turn Volume 3 compilation out from Artifact Records. Now, for some reason, I always have a hard time remembering Artifact Records, and even last week I made a mistake of mentioning that Psyche moved from a different drum to Metropolis, when in fact they had moved from Artifact to Metro, or at least that's my understanding of it. I don't really follow this whole who's signed to who, who's got a contract to what, and all that sort of crap. I just kind of notice things, I guess. Anyways, that was Munitor with a track called Non-Human, and that you will be able to find on the U-Turn Volume 3 disc. I suggest you go and check it out. They've been generally pretty good, and this one looks to be just as good as the rest. Anyways, we're going to continue on with some more brand new stuff. This is from a band by the name of Monochrome, which is one of Victoria Lloyd's projects. I've always really liked this stuff. This is a song by the name of Riveted. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. It is only like a year or two old. That's Echo Image with a track called Endless Day, the club mix. And I don't know, as of 2 months ago, they were still working on the new album. And, you know, here it is 2 months later, and we're still waiting for the new album. And I think that if I think about all the bands that I'd like to see an album from right now, I think Echo Image would be easily in like the top three. I'd actually also like a new Front 242 album so that we can take that last one and toss it out the window, but I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that album sold nearly as well as they thought it was going to either, but, you know, I could be wrong. Anyway, speaking of Front 242, we're going to end off the show with one of my more favorite tracks they've ever done. This is another remix. This is Animal. This is the long version. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.